Liberal National will decide tomorrow whether to support a new bill further tightening gun laws. The new bill would see a registry of guns created and new offences and penalties for illegal manufacture and trafficking. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says she hopes the bill will get cross-party support, but last month National saw a leaked draft of the bill and said it was unlikely to support it. National's police spokesperson Brett Hudson is with us now in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Good morning.
Okay, which is the bit? Are there parts of this bill you could support and parts of it you can't support? Is there a specific bit you're unhappy with?
Oh, I think there are parts of it that make good sense in bringing our law to a more modern age. Elements such as some of the financial penalties for offences were arguably well out of date at something like $500 for an offence. So there are some things that I think we and the broad public would welcome. But there were elements in that leaked copy we received, which are still in the final copy that I can see, that are worrying that the government is placing a great deal of responsibility and regulation on otherwise law-abiding New Zealanders, firearms, who happen to be firearms owners, and less focus on genuine criminal activity and gang activity in particular.
Well, let's talk about that specifically. So the issue seems to be around your main concern around doctors, and so in future, under these laws, you'd register your gun, you'd need to tell the police who your doctor was.
Correct.
And therefore, if you then subsequently went to your doctor and they had concerns about mental health issues, they would then raise it with police. What's unreasonable about that?
It's the question there is, and if I look at those specific provisions as I did in the leaked copy, I think they're uplifted largely from the Civil Aviation Act, where obviously they're in place to ensure that there is some oversight to reduce the risk of harm to many. They cover about 4,500 New Zealanders. This provision will encompass 240,000 New Zealanders under a greater level of personal scrutiny. And the only thing that thread that binds them is a firearms ownership.
But we're essentially being asked to trust doctors' judgment here. What's wrong with that? They will know.
The question, I'm not questioning whether a doctor's judgment is accurate. I'm questioning whether or not people will go to the doctor in the first place. So if you're a firearms owner and you're worried, you're concerned that if you are having life challenges, that if you seek some assistance for those, you may discover a police officer on your doorstep at night wanting to talk to you. I'd argue that there's a very real possibility that people may choose not to go to see their doctor or health practitioner in the first place. And with the concern we all have around mental health in New Zealand at the moment, I think that's not a great outcome for anyone concerned.
Well, Stuart Nash argues that rural women, for example, have said they support this because they like the idea of, you know, they're concerned about self-harm with firearms for particularly farmers, and therefore they see this as a safeguard.
Well, and we would all be concerned about such things. In fact, one of the greater prevalence and the misuse of firearms is, in fact, in self-harm. So there is no dispute that we would all like to see New Zealanders in any walk of life or any situation getting more assistance for troubles that they may be experiencing in their lives. The question is the mechanism. And so if you are a lawful owner of a firearm and you may be concerned that seeking some assistance could result in that being taken from you, does that present a barrier to seeking that assistance in the first place?
Stuart Nash also says the Medical Council and the Privacy Commissioner are comfortable with this as well.
As I say, the provisions themselves appear to be lifted broadly, if not exactly, from the Civil Aviation Act, and which exists obviously in legislation today. So the principle itself is not necessarily one that doesn't have any precedence. The questions come in two parts. The first one is, should that level of scrutiny be applied to such a large proportion of the population? But the second part, particularly in the context of the environment we're in and have been in recent times in mental health, is, does it actually present a barrier to people seeking assistance? Mm. And if it does, then we have to look at that as an unintended consequence.
I mean, over time, this is one of those things with the register and the registration process. You have to tell the police who your doctor is. Over time, over years, over 5, 10, 20 years, this would just become embedded and ingrained, wouldn't it? And therefore less of an issue of stigmatising, surely, because it's just sort of built into the process.
As with the registry, if it were to go ahead and to operate like that as well, over time these things could become embedded. The question we have right now is, given the situation, particularly with respect to the provisions around health practitioners, given the situation.
Is there any way that could be mitigated? Your concerns could be mitigated, so you could therefore support the bill.
Oh well, I just want to iterate that this is a decision for caucus to make. So I'm not sitting here telling you we are or are not sort of supporting the bill. But that was an item that was raised when the draft copy was leaked to me. That will be a matter for caucus to discuss tomorrow. My role is to put out the facts about what's in the bill, perhaps what's not in the bill that we might have liked to have seen, and to facilitate that discussion in caucus.
How close are you to supporting this, realistically?
There are certainly elements in the bill that I think are modernising the Act, and we don't particularly have, I don't anticipate, that we'd have issues on those. We did say, though, some weeks ago now, that our concern was too much of the bill is focusing on additional regulation on otherwise law-abiding New Zealanders who happen to own firearms and not really focusing on genuine criminal activity. Something we've been trying to do for some time is to have firearms prohibition orders placed into legislation. Regrettably, the governing parties, including New Zealand First, chose to vote that down 12 months ago, but the bill is back in the ballot. Such provisions could be added to this legislation if the government were of a mind, but they don't appear to be.
Brett Hudson, thank you very much for your time. National's police spokesperson.